continuing with the chapter of istighfar. Today's hadith show us the vastness and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and the amount that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to forgive. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, qal Allah ta'ala, Ya ibn Adam, innaka ma da'utani wa rajutani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wala ubali. Ya ibn Adam, lo balagat dhunubuka anana samahi, thumma staghfartani ghafartu laka wala ubali. Ya ibn Adam, innaka lo ataitani bi qurabil ardi khataya, thumma laqitani la tushriku bi shay'a, لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقُرَابِهَا مَغْفِرَةً رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah says. In the hadith you hear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah says, and that's what you call hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi means Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is narrating what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Normally you say the Sahaba or a Sahabi will narrate what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating what Allah is saying. So one is you get tilawat of Quran, which is wahi that comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this we know is wahi matlu. Matlu means it's recited as part of a tilawat, as part of Quran. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something as this hadith Qudsi, but this is wahi ghair matlu. Although Allah Pak is saying if we don't recite this as part of a Quran, it's known as hadith Qudsi. So anyway, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is saying, and I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah says, O son of Adam, Yabna Adam, I will forgive you as long as you continue making dua to me and having hope in me, and I will not mind. La ubali, I will not mind. We'll explain this just now, what is meant by la ubali, I do not mind. I will continue, so long as you continue supplicating to you, I will forgive you. And so long as you have hope in me and make dua to me, I will continue forgiving you and I do not mind. I will not mind. O son of Adam, I will forgive you even if your sins reach the height of the skies. And you then seek forgiveness from me and I will not mind. O son of Adam, if you come to me with sins equivalent to the size of the earth and you then meet me without having committed any shirk, without having ascribed any partners with me, I will come to you with the equivalent amount of forgiveness. If the whole earth is filled of your sins, of gunas, so much of gunas you come, the only thing you didn't do was you didn't commit shirk, you didn't ascribe any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is saying that I will come to you with the equivalent size of maghfirat, forgiveness. In other words, it doesn't matter how much you come of guna, I will come with you, I will come to you with that amount of forgiveness. So much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive his person. Now, ulama explained what is meant by la ubali. I don't mind, the translation is I don't care. It doesn't matter how much of guna you come, I don't care, it doesn't matter to me. So ulama explained that when a person gets hurt by somebody in this world, he gets offended by somebody, or his rights get taken away by somebody, the person first considers the extent of the crime or the extent of the hurt that he has received before he forgives the next person. That's how insan thinks. Sometimes you hear a person saying, For what he did to me, I'll never forgive him. In other words, he considered what that person did to him, then he was thinking whether I must forgive him or not. This is how insan thinks. Or sometimes he looked to see that how much this person took away from me. He took away millions from me. I'll never forgive him for that. In other words, he's looking at the amount, or he's looking at the hurt, or he's looking at the pain that was caused to him by that person. Then he's deciding whether I must forgive him or not. Here Allah Ta'ala is saying, La ubali, I don't care. It doesn't matter what extent you caused any type of disobedience to me, I don't care, I will still forgive you. They're showing the forgiveness and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah ta'ala can do this. None of us can do this. If somebody has taken something of ours, some right of ours, person has taken away millions, we tell him at least give us back half. That's what a person who thinks that at least give me back half, then I'll forgive you, no problem. But Allah ta'ala, it doesn't matter what you did, what guna you did, la ubali, I don't care, I'm willing to forgive you. So this hadith shows us the vastness and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the vastness of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Ya ma'ashara al-nisa, tasaddaqna wa akthirna min al-istighfari, fa inni ra'aytukunna akthara ahli al-nar. Qalat imra'atu minhunna, ma lana akthara ahli al-nar. قال تكثرن اللعنة وتكفرن العشيرة ما رأيت من ناقصات عقل ودين أغلب لذي لب منكن. قالت ما نقصان العقل والدين؟ قال شهادة امرأتين بشهادة رجل وتمكث الأيام لا تصلي. رواه مسلم. عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O assembly of women, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was addressing the woman on this occasion. So he said, O assembly of women, give sadaqah and seek forgiveness in abundance, because I have seen that you are the majority of the inmates of Jahannam. Majority of the people of Jahannam were a woman. So ulama explained that it doesn't necessarily mean at every zamana. It could mean at that time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen that majority of the inmates of Jahannam were women. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining why. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam then explained. So one of the women asked that why are we the majority of the inmates of the fire of Jahannam? He replied that you curse a lot and you are ungrateful to your husbands. So two things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that you curse a lot and you are ungrateful to your husbands. Despite the fact that I see you deficient in intelligence and religion, you can overpower a man of intelligence. Very important point Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling them, that despite of you being deficient as far as your intellectual capacity is concerned, and deficient in your religion, you can overpower an intelligent man. So he said, one woman asked, what is the deficiency in our intelligence and our religions? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the shahadat, the testimony of two women is equal to that of one man. And there are some days when you do not perform salah due to menstruation. So that is a deficiency also as far as your deen is concerned, that you can't perform salah when you got haids, when you got nifas, etc. So this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was explaining. There's two points in this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that you curse a lot and you are ungrateful to your husbands. So this, when our ustad would mention this, he says that this is the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created in them, is that they curse a lot. Not that women should curse a lot, but they should be more careful that we shouldn't be cursing a lot. That very easy, when they get upset, then they'll curse. That I wish this happens to you, and that happens to you, and that happens to you. And our ustad, as Mawlana Harun sahab once was mentioning, that I think his ustad mentioned to them that sometimes a woman will be, all her fingers has got gold rings that the husband has bought. All her fingers has got gold rings that the husband has bought. And when she's upset now, she'll take that same hand and she'll point at him like that. Same hand she'll point, that you've done nothing for me, you have bought nothing for me. And the same hand that is pointing at the husband has got four gold rings that the husband has purchased. So he says, when a woman does this to you, the person's wife happens to do, he says, don't get upset with her. Say at that time, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. That they curse a lot and they are ungrateful to husband. It doesn't matter what the husband may have done for them. When they upset, these type of words come out of their mouth. That you have done nothing for me. That you don't do anything for me. And all types of curses come. So here Rasulullah sallam actually cautioning the woman, then don't be ungrateful. Allah Pak has given you many, many ni'mats. When you overcome by these conditions, and rather make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that he has seen women to be the most amount of people in the fire of Jahannam. So he means you have to be very careful. These are things that take a person towards the fire of Jahannam. Being ungrateful to the husband and cursing a lot. The next part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam mentioned something for us to keep in mind, that despite a woman being deficient in her deen and despite her being deficient as far as her intelligence is concerned, she can overpower an intelligent man also. How often we see this happening when people want to market something. What they'll do is they put a picture there of a woman that is not decently dressed, or sometimes they'll use a woman as an agent, as a marketing agent. And now an intelligent person now, he without even thinking, or his mind gets overpowered at that point, because of the way this woman came and marketing, she did this, she was a sales agent and he entered into the contract. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that even an intelligent person, if somebody else came who was not good looking, if somebody else came, one man came who came to do the deal, who couldn't speak as well as that woman came, or that features that she had didn't overpower his mind, he would never have signed that deal, he would never have entered into that agreement. Here, because of this woman and her abilities that Allah Pak has created, she took away the intelligence even of an intelligent man. So therefore be very, very careful when you're doing some business deal, when you're buying something, don't get carried away with the picture, don't get carried away with the voice of the woman, don't get carried away with the looks. Think to see to yourself, that is this something that is good, easy way to do it? It doesn't matter whoever the salesman is or saleswoman is, that take your time and think about it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-ajalatu min ash-shaytan. When a person is rushing into anything, whether he's rushing into a contract, whether he's rushing on the road, or whether he's speeding to make a decision, that remember this ajala, this haste, is from shaytan. Wal-anatu min Allah. And a person is taking his time, he's thinking about it, he's considering all the facts. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.